Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. For years I have pondered this passage and wondered, what's the rock? What's this rock upon which Jesus is building his church? Is it Peter? Or is it something else? What's the rock? Now, the first answer that most people will give you is that Jesus is talking to and about Peter. Matthew makes sure that we understand that his name is really Simon, and that Jesus also calls him by his nickname, Rocky. Petra, the Greek word, Petra, which becomes Peter. It's the Greek word for stone, for rock. I had a professor in seminary who read, actually he recited the entire Gospel of Mark, and he's the one who said, Rocky. It was always Rocky when he was talking about Peter. But Jesus could have just been extending that wordplay. If everyone already knew him as Rocky, then it's not very hard. You, Peter, are the rocky rock around here, and on this rock, that is on you, Peter, I will build my church. It's the reading our Roman Catholic sisters and brothers prefer. They use that as the basis of the papacy, each of those popes then following in the footsteps of Peter. That's also kind of exciting. Think of it. The church. The one holy Catholic and apostolic church we confess every Sunday. That is a gift from God to the world. The church is that place where the promises of God, the love of God, God's care and compassion, God's instruction and guidance are meant to be found. It is from the church that we have access to our God always. And so the rock on which the church is built is Peter. Peter's one of us. He's as human as they come, and like at least one person I know, he's quick to put his foot in his mouth. If this is truly the rock, then I have hope. There is hope for the likes of me being part of the church. There is hope that we can do something together to make God's kingdom more and more real. But then there's that whole reality that Groucho Marx said that he didn't want to be part of any club that would accept the likes of him. Because you see, we humans can be frail and we fail. We make mistakes, we misunderstand, we miss the mark a lot. Can Jesus really mean that Peter is the rock? Now, in our reading from Isaiah this morning, Isaiah points out to an earlier rock. Isaiah beckons us to look to the rock of our faith beginnings, and Isaiah was talking about Abraham and Sarah. Through Abraham and Sarah, God has made promises to humanity. Made promises to Abraham that he and his family would be numerous as the stars in the sky, that they would have a land, but that the whole world would be blessed. From Abraham and Sarah, we receive many different examples of faith, as well as other examples of unfaith, mistakes, sinfulness. But regardless of the weakness shown at time, it is the faith that they show that God blesses all the way down to Peter and Paul and Augustine and Luther and you and me. God's people, another way to look at God's church, has Abraham and Sarah as rocks, and so is Peter. All that shocking. But you see, I think we need to look a little bit further. I think we have to examine what else is happening in our gospel story today. Because Jesus is having a conversation with the disciples. They've been with him for a while. They have heard and seen many of the things that Jesus is saying and doing among the people. They have seen healings and feedings. They have watched as the blind walk away with sight and as lame people just walk away. They have heard Jesus teach about God's love and then watched him live that same love he teaches. Jesus wants to know what they have been hearing from the crowd, what they've been hearing from the bystander. Jesus wants to know if the people are getting it, if they're understanding who and what Jesus really is. And so he asks, who do the people say that I am? He wants to know what the disciples have been hearing. And they answer, John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah, a prophet. That is what the disciples are hearing. The people believe that Jesus is a prophet carrying a message from God that will comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. So then Jesus asks his real question. Who do you say that I am? They've heard it and seen it. They have been part of Jesus' ministry from the start. They know what the crowds have been telling them. But Jesus wants to know what they think. So I can imagine the disciples all of a sudden milling about with their heads down, trying not to make eye contact, because it's kind of like making eye contact with the teacher. I don't know the answer, so what's going on? And then finally, Peter looks up and says to Jesus, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." How rocky of him. Peter summarizes what the disciples have seen and experienced. Peter followed the prompting of God and he used the language that was needed. Jesus is excited by this confession. He is excited by the truth and the insight and by the confidence in which it was spoken. This truth could be the rock to which Jesus is referring. This truth that Jesus is the true Messiah, God's chosen one, come to bring to us love and forgiveness, come to bring to us guidance and grace from God to all. This is the true basis of the church, the foundation. We see God most clearly in the life and the living, in the suffering and the death, in the resurrection of Jesus, Son of God, Son of Man, Messiah, teacher, and friend. If it is the truth of God's love in Jesus that is the rock, then it is like the rock upon which the wise man builds his house. It is like the rock that the builders rejected that becomes the cornerstone, but also then becomes a stumbling block. This truth of God and God's love, God's call to us all to love neighbor, to love one another, and thereby show God our love. That is the foundation upon which this church is built. The truth of God's love for us. And the further truth that God loves us too much to allow us to remain foolish. The truth that God wants to work with us and to make the kingdom of God real, to shine the light of Christ into the world, to bring God's dream to reality. That is why we have the church that is rock. So which is it? Is Peter the rock? Or is the confession of Jesus as Messiah the rock? My good Lutheran answer is yes, both. The truth of God's love for us and the challenge to bring that love into the world is the rock upon which the church is built. Peter, and along with Peter, the other disciples and all of us are also the rock. We are children of God. We are part of the communion of saints. We are part of that rock. We who have felt the love of God at Font and at altar. We who have heard the call of Jesus and know the world's needs, we are that rock upon which the church is built. It is always and forever both and. With God, there is never only one. God and God's love is the foundation of the church, and we as God's children are also that foundation. That's how God works. But the amazing truth I want to remind us all of is that second part of Jesus' statement. The gates of Hades will not prevail against it. The church is truly that place where God's love is. Through scripture and sacrament, prayer and praise and thanksgiving, through our lives, our living, our caring, and our sharing. As we become the body of Christ, as we become the hands and feet of our Lord Jesus, we are the church. And as we look into the world with the vision of God as our guide, then we get to go into the world making that vision into our mission. What can stand against that? Nothing. What's the rock? Jesus is, and we are. And thanks be to God for all the gifts we share. Amen.